So what was her name? We're not sure. We just call her the woman at the well. We may not know her name. We do know something about her. She was thirsty. On a hot, dusty day, she had come to draw water from the well of Jacob, for years was sought out for living water. So this day she had come alone to get water to drink. As we listen to her story retold to us through John, this woman was a woman with a past. Everyone knew her past. She had 5 husbands and was living with a man without the benefits of marriage. In reality, though, more than her physical thirst, her thirst was a lot deeper. She needed love, the love that she's desperately sought but failed to find over and over again. She was a person in need of rescue. Rescue from the turmoil, the chaos, the roller coasters of highs and lows, and the numerous relationships in which she failed. She needed someone who she could trust in and believe in. She needed a savior. She needed a Messiah. So there she was at the well, and so too there was Jesus. And he spoke to her and said, "Give me a drink." Like the woman, Jesus was thirsty too. It was a hot day, and he and his disciples had been walking since sunup. He needed water for his parched throat. But like that woman, he also had a deeper thirst. He thirsted for her coming to know him, coming to receive him as living water. He sensed in her a deeper thirst, like a parched desert of isolation and rejection, of loneliness and emptiness, and how he yearned to just reach out to her, to heal the hurt and pain, to fill the emptiness of her soul, and give her water to bring her back to life again. Close to her home, can we relate to the woman at the well? Are we thirsting for something more? Are we thirsting for something that will bring us abundant life and new hope? Is there a dryness deep within our heart, our soul? Is there a part of us that has been scorched by the heat of someone else's hatred, or damaged by broken trust? Is there a part of our soul that is thirsting for forgiveness, for acceptance, for love, for peace, for hope? Come to the well. Come and meet Jesus here. He will give you life-giving water, water that brings new life to the thirsty and brings new life to the parched soul. And oh, how 14 among us are ready for those waters of baptism, to be not only washed clean, but to be given new life, abundant life, happy life. How can the rest of us receive this living water so that we will not be thirsty again? Well, we receive this living water when we come to Jesus, when we seek him out and let him search us out. Listen closely to the song we sing at communion time. "Oh God, you search me and you know me." He sees us more than we see ourselves. So come to him as we are, and let him see those parched areas of our life that need his life-giving water. Come and seek him out in church each morning or afternoon or evening, when he's here, ready to listen to us and speak to us as well. And furthermore, seek him out in the sacrament of reconciliation, where he hears us and also above all helps us to see ourselves as we are. In addition to Saturday afternoons and Saturday evenings at Blessed Sacrament, we'll have a communal penance service next Sunday evening at 6:15. A great opportunity for the rest of us to come to the well of salvation. And even to be other in April, there'll be more opportunities as we approach the great feast of new life. And so today's an invitation from Jesus to each of us. Come to Jesus. Drink the living water from him. For anyone who drinks this living water that he gives will never be thirsty again. And oh, how we seek that new life, that new chapter, that new gift.